Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, los cachos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
Boy, then, what's the matter, bad at picking and singing?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, who every day of the year is always handing out treats to the pretty little girls, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hey, little girl, what's some candy? Hola, everyone. Welcome. Welcome. Another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid. We
the
are following
number one rated, the number one rated comedy show on Blog Talk Radio.
Damn right. Our show from Sunday is now number one. Was it the Sunday show?
Yeah, I think. No, it's hard to keep track anymore, Jay.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what. But anyway, yeah, we're number one there, and checking the chat room there, and there's Speculation Sports in there, and
yeah.
I tell you, you know, Jimmy Fallon and Letterman did their shows in front of an empty studio audience, and hell, we've been doing that for God knows how long.
and we're so another good that we still hit number one.
Exactly.
So.
Because they love us in the archives.
That's right.
That's where our love comes from.
Uh-huh. Or like a fine book that people need to keep going back to read.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was the Sunday's Open Line Sunday is the number one show now.
Mm-hmm.
Just ahead of Got Me Fooked Up.
Yeah, I have to listen to that.
I'm sure that's quality entertainment.
Sure,
but there's one
is
here down here, number four. Number four for the Chocolate Cake Radio.
Really?
And their show is titled The Most Racist, Sexist, and Political Show We've Ever Done.
Huh.
I must listen to that.
Sounds delicious.
Yes, it does. Sounds tasty.
Mm-hmm. So how's everything down there?
Finger looking good.
This fine Halloween morning?
It's a beautiful day here in God's country. Going to be like around 70 degrees. The sun is shining. Really couldn't ask for much more today.
Well, good for you.
how are things in the greater Bagwine metropolitan area?
A little breezy, a little cloudy. Temperature hovering around 40. So.
Well, that's not exactly... Well, that's not great.
Yeah, it sucks. But things are about to improve, J-Man.
Oh, they are?
Yes. A little improvement tomorrow, but then a lot. It's going to be bright as hell come Friday.
Well, what's bringing all the sunshine to town?
The O-Man, President Barack Obama. Live, 12 noon Eastern time at Springfield High School. The O-Man will be speaking.
That's just awesome.
Yes.
I bet you wish you could go.
I wish I could. I'll, however, have to miss it because I have to work, and I would like to go because I'd like to, you know, wheel schmoop down there, Have him lay his hands upon her and say, devil be gone in the name of Jesus. And or Allah, whichever he is.
How is Shmoopalicious?
Well, Jay.
She's home.
She is home. She got home
Monday
afternoon.
Monday.
I've lost track of what day it is. Yeah. So, in fact, Jay, since you mentioned her and you want to know how she's doing.
Well, why don't we just... Tea break with Shmoop. Shmoop.
Hello, Jason.
Shmoop. How you doing, babe?
As well as can be expected, dear. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine.
That's good. That's good.
Swell.
Yeah.
So you are you up and around a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Every day's a little bit better. Not
there
quite as sore.
Are you non-yellow now?
Well, that's getting better. They said that would take some time. But
oh,
I don't glow in the dark anymore.
Oh, well. Well, you think you could have kept glowing in the dark just for Halloween?
Well, you think, but I'm glad it's going away, to tell you the truth. It's getting kind of scary to look in the mirror.
Uh-huh. Well, it's good to be home.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, it is.
After your week-long stay in your luxury accommodations.
Yeah, that would cost more than a 5-star hotel.
You could have stayed in New York for less.
Oh, no kidding. For a month. Yeah, but, you know, there was entertainment and big tubes and lots of IVs and
yeah. Well,
like
we were hoping you'd call in on Sunday because
yeah, since I was just laying there.
Yeah, well, since you were just lounging around.
Yeah, well.
but what I was hoping for is that you would call in so that we could hear all of the equipment in the background. You know the you know and the beep. Beep, beep is a heart. And
well, the only thing I had was the IV, but it did beep quite a bit.
Oh. Yeah. It beeped when you hit that morphine pump, right?
I didn't have a pump, but I did have a little bit of morphine.
Oh. Man, they wouldn't even give you the pump?
No, I didn't need it. They said I could have 6 milligrams.
Hey, it's No time to be tough.
That's what my brother
it's
said.
It's time to enjoy.
That's what my
it's
brother
time
said.
Time to enjoy.
Said, if you're, they're offering morphine. Take the morphine.
My gosh. Crying out loud. The least you could do is just say, well, I don't need all of it, but someone else here might want to share.
Can I take it home? Because I'm
yeah,
taking
exactly.
Everything else. Yeah, but everything's looking okay right now. I just have to, you know, eat.
All right.
Kind of difficult.
Have they got you on a restricted diet of any kind?
He said eat anything that ain't nailed down, just gain some weight.
There you go. Go for it.
I know.
Put it away, babe. Put it away.
It's ice cream day, babe. It's ice cream day.
There you go. I had a cheeseburger for lunch, some ice cream, some pizza.
Yeah, I might have that.
Taco Bell. Some Taco Bell. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That could
can't
happen.
Can't say no to that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's how it is right now, so.
Okay.
I'll let you have Maddie back.
Well, all right.
All right.
Great to hear your voice.
Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
No. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
That was the Shmoopster.
That's Shmoopster. And let me tell you, Jay, she's looking sexy because, you know, she still has the tube from her liver and it juts out her stomach. It's kind of hot.
That's awesome.
I know. I should take her out trick-or-treating tonight. In a halter top.
You might get a whole bag full of Snickers bars and Smarties. And
and that's what she needs. She's got to eat.
Yeah. Some Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh, those are delicious.
Yes, they are.
I'm not handing anything out tonight to the little homeless kids.
You're not.
Just encourages them to come back next year.
Halloween is a pathway drug of lifestyle. That's where this liberalism all starts.
That's where socialism comes from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I don't... I did think about the possibility that I could have the porch light on, and every time they knock on the door and I answer it, and the kids all yell, "Trick or treat," I could look around and say, "Aw, crap, I thought it was the pizza guy," and slam the door in their face.
That would be nice.
So that would, either that or I could get a big old bag of Starburst and hand one green Starburst to the kids until I run out of the green ones. I don't really care for those much.
Or you could hand
just a
out
couple of the, just a couple of douchebag moves I could do tonight. Yeah.
You could hand out those what are they, washing machine packs that they're putting out that look like candy?
Well, I tell you what, I have a big old bag of throat lozenges. I could
there you
out.
Go. Some of those are tasty.
Got a little menthol in them, you know?
Uh-huh. When they say trick or treat, you could go, Ricola!
Exactly. So, President Obama is going to be in town, is he?
Yes, he is. Friday at noon, as I said.
And today IWS blog, you have some advice for him.
I do have some tips, right? You know, as we know, Jay, number one thing, you have to know your audience.
Oh, yes.
So a little advice for him is to let him know how to speak to the peeps here in Bagwine, Ohio.
Right.
So check that out at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Yeah. And, I saw that he is back on the campaign trail starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go to Wisconsin and
mm-hmm.
then Colorado
yes.
and then Nevada. And good old Matt Drudge at the Drudge Report saw this report and immediately stuck the headline, "While East Coast Suffers, Obama Heads to Vegas."
Of course.
Because, you know, you got to admire him just a little bit because he never, ever, ever gives up.
No, he doesn't.
When the Romney campaign is handing out the campaign bonuses, he better get the biggest bonus of all of them. Every single wacko right-wing conspiracy, he's there for them.
Sure.
He gives them a link. Every crazy ass poll that comes out that nobody, you know, from some firm nobody's ever heard of, you know, Billy Bob's polling center, that shows Romney with the lead in 40 states. Drudge
well,
is there.
Dick Morris said the landslide is about to happen.
Uh huh. Well, yeah, that is in the New Republic came up with that one yesterday that a Republican tsunami is going to happen.
I'll tell you what's funny about Drudge. He didn't have a headline yesterday that said Romney tirelessly holds hurricane relief event in Cleveland, Ohio.
No,
you know,
but he should have.
We were ground zero here, Jay.
Right. You're where all the help is coming from.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of damage and suffering here. What with the 33-mile-an-hour winds and the drizzle.
I tell you, that. I saw the thing that Romney was sending his campaign bus with a bunch of supplies to Virginia. And first of all, important to send your supplies to the state that is still in play. And the other thing is, I thought that is such a Mitt Romney move. Governor Romney, Virginia is being hit by a hurricane. There's power outages and all kinds of damage. And Romney says, oh, man, that's horrible. Send my driver down there. But Obama's out touring. He's going to tour the damage today.
Yeah, he's going to be in Jersey today.
In Jersey, yep. He's going to tour the damage with apparently his new BFF,
yes,
Governor Chris Christie. In fact, for a minute there, I was thinking that Christie was Obama's running mate.
I bet when seeing that on TV, Mitt actually used a bad word or two.
He probably said, "Oh, fiddlesticks,
dag nabbit."
Mule fritters.
Uh-huh.
This is all just bull biscuits. But I tell you, the kickoff to Chris Christie's 2016 presidential campaign is going brilliantly.
Oh, I know. He is Mr. Partisanship.
He is Mr. Empathy and Compassion. As the storm ravages the state of New Jersey. He has aligned himself with Obama, who, of course, is going to win New Jersey by huge numbers.
Mm-hmm.
he's setting it all up, which is a shock because nobody ever knew Chris Christie was, you know, all about Chris Christie.
No, like God, no.
You never knew he would, you know, do this. Suddenly, in the last week of the campaign,
maybe he.
And then he went on.
He must have seen some real polling numbers of this upcoming election.
Maybe he did. Well, Nate Silver now has Obama, I think, at like a 77% chance to win.
Is that the 538 guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Princeton people have Obama way above that, even up 330 electoral votes, and so does the Votomatic. And needless to say, that's pissing some conservatives off.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, what can you do?
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
This is not a time to be pissed off anyway. It's a time to come together.
Right.
Like Chris Christie is doing so well.
Exactly. We come together as one, right. Country.
Mm-hmm.
E pluribus unum.
That's right. And we have a guest in the room, and I don't know if we mentioned that our fave Canadian's listening.
Oh, yeah.
The lovely Jamie.
Yeah, you doing?
Again, we still have live in studio. We have live in studio. We still have the Schmoopster.
Hanging out.
Yeah, lost our cat. She went into the closet, but we have
Corky. We got a little shout out I wanted to do for our very good friend, Miss Edita, however she has that name pronounced, who lives in London. Very fashionable lady, very classy broad. She's got the flu.
Oh,
I know.
Sorry to hear
it's very
that.
Sad. So she won't be engaging in any Halloween activities this year.
That's a shame. I bet even with the flu, she sounds sexy with a British accent.
Yeah.
If that's where she's from.
Believe it or not, she's Lithuanian.
Ooh, even hotter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know she's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was hoping she'd, you know, dress up like a sexy British police officer and something like that, but
beat you with a
no, that's okay.
Nightstick.
Uh-huh. It's okay. I'll just, you know, imagine that she's done that. So anyway, get better fast, babe.
There you go.
Get back to her fashion reporting.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have about 10 minutes or so left in the live stream. If anyone would like to call in about the election or the storm of the century.
Halloween.
Yeah. Or just say hi to Smoop. Just give us a call at 661-244-9852.
Hell yeah. If you want to just call in, tell us what you're handing out to the little beggars.
Yeah, there you go. We had ours last Saturday, so we're all done.
Oh. All right. Well, that's great. Well, tomorrow, of course, we will all head out to CVS and Walgreens and get that good 30% off candy.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, Smoop's got to gain some weight, so I'm going to stop by there after work tomorrow. See if it should be down to 75% by the nighttime.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah. Get the old, you know, the variety pack for her. There
sure.
You go. Got the Crackle, the Mr. Good Bar, the Hershey's, the dark chocolate. That's good.
Oh, I'll get the dark chocolate. She doesn't like dark chocolate.
Okay, she can have the Crackle and she can have Mr. Good Bar.
Yes. Which used to be my stage name, so she can have Mr. Good Bar anytime she wants. Of course, that's going to be a while.
Uh-huh. Not that she wants.
Yeah, no, but she's pretty upset about it.
And also, Matt.
Yes?
Today is the last day to wear pink.
Well, thank God.
No more pink football gloves and shoes and what have you on the NFL.
Yep. We no longer have to, after today, we don't have to be aware of breast cancer. So that's...
Yep, we lose our awareness after
We lose our awareness till this time next year.
Yep, and that's the great thing about waiting tomorrow when you get that 25 or 30% off candy at Walgreens and CVS. You won't, when you use your little debit card, that annoying little, how much would you like to donate to breast cancer research screen won't come up, you know, where you have to look around and in the corner you finally find the no thanks button to hit. Hey, Miss Jamie would like to converse with us.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, let's pick this up.
Hell yeah.
The lovely Jamie, you're with Stupid.
Hola.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jamie.
Just called to say I'm glad that Shmoop's feeling better and get her lots of candy so she can gain some weight. That's always a fun part.
Oh, yeah, that's the best order a doctor can give you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys had Halloween last week?
Well, here in where I live, the kids all went out for trick-or-treat last Saturday.
Oh, okay. How come they do that?
Yeah, it's on a weekend. It's easier.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay. So what did you give out?
I didn't give out anything. I was laying here desolate and alone in a fetal position with a bottle of rose next to my lips.
He was snuggling a bottle of rose.
In other words, I was passed out in the middle of the apartment.
With Corky looking at him like, what a pathetic sight you are.
I used to have a cat named Corky.
Really?
Yeah, it was female too.
Oh.
Well, how about that?
So we have I don't know if we have Halloween here today or not, but we live in an apartment and we don't give out, well, like, they give out candy at the front of the, like, in the lobby. They don't come to our doors.
Oh. Yeah, they have some kind of Halloween get-together in my apartment complex there at the little clubhouse for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have a clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, we have a clubhouse / business center.
Ooh, that's pretty fancy.
Oh, yeah, we have a fitness center.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they got a room with two treadmills and a recumbent bike.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a pool?
I've never used it, but we've got it.
Well, it's always there. You can choose to use it.
It's there if I need it. That's right. And that's what matters.
All right.
So do you have a pool, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a pool.
Wow, nice.
I'm telling you, it's a golf course.
You do not.
Oh, yeah. Golf course. The number 3 green is right outside my window here.
Really?
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Wow, that's awesome.
You're one of the one percenters.
Oh, hell yeah. Living here in the palatial estates.
Dang. I may have to reconsider our relationship.
Well, you know, man, I was thinking you could, you know, stand there at your window and just toss out candy as the kids walk by.
I could do that.
Or toss candy to the neighbors who are arguing.
Or, right now, I could toss out some candy to angry mailman who just pulled up.
We're going to get him on the show someday.
I've been having a lot of fun listening to the archives, but it's a little frustrating because sometimes you guys talk about stuff that I wish I had been able to call in to comment on it, but it's fun.
Uh-huh. You wish you'd have been able to call in and tell us how stupid we are, right? Yeah, because she listened to our Canada show the other day, and I don't think she found it as humorous as we did, man.
Well,
I've
tried
so many shows now. I can't remember what you guys were on about, but
Jamie,
yeah,
just be glad you're not Norwegian.
What's that?
That was a lot worse than our Canada show.
Yeah, Matt found a way to win friends and influence neighbors in Norway, and they flooded our website.
Oh,
oodles
really?
Of hits from them. Oh yeah, just don't say bad things about ABBA either.
I know, those folks are testy.
Oh, wow. You know what show I really like was your FMK and Who'd You Rather? You guys got to do that one again.
We could, yeah, that's one we could do once in a while.
Yeah, we could do
your
that.
Your joke show was funny, too.
Exactly. Thank you.
The joke, yes. We've done 2 of them, and they were both hilarious.
Yeah, they definitely.
Absolutely.
Well, I've only listened to one. I didn't know there was another.
Oh, yeah.
Working my way through the archives. I guess there's 7,000 shows or something. That's what it is.
I think that, yeah, there's 100 and near 190, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is there 7,000 something?
No.
When I do a search and I type in I'm with Stupid, it never comes up in the search thing. Like, it brings up others.
Oh, another conspiracy.
Yeah.
What, in the BTR search?
Yeah, when I do, because I don't know. It doesn't come up.
Those
like, little bastards.
Just about that.
I guess so. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll send you a link to our iTunes page.
Will
show up in your browser, and you can scroll through all the shows right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be awesome, because I keep, you know, I have a terrible problem with my memory, and I keep forgetting which ones I've listened to, so I listen to them again, and then I start thinking, this sounds familiar.
My mother does that. She watches NCIS and said, well, they say that this is a rerun, but I don't remember it. And then, you know, 45 minutes into it, she goes, oh, okay, I remember it now. This is the one that was on last week.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
So, Jamie, you guys got some of the effects of Sandy there, didn't you?
Oh, nothing compared to what they got on the coast. Just like a lot of heavy rain. We've had rain for days now. And a lot of high winds. I win.
Now don't be modest about it. You guys got your own little version of Sandy. Heavy rains disrupted people's lives there.
Yeah. A little, but nothing compared to them. I think we got like the grief.
Well, not.
She was kind of nice and sweet to us, but.
I've heard from everybody that I know in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, except Diane. Matt, haven't heard anything from Diane.
Haven't heard from her.
A little worried.
Do your friends have power or no power?
I assume Diane probably has no power, and I bet her basement just flooded like crazy.
Yeah, because I have no kidding. Yeah.
It floods even in regular rain.
Yeah. I have another friend in Jersey. And fortunately, they have a generator, but that's what they're still on.
Yeah. But the lovely Miss Knight checked in on Facebook yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So she's all right. She has power.
Yes, she does.
Part of Manhattan. Yes, she has a lot of power, doesn't she? She has magical powers. And the rock dog checked in. He had some trees down, but nothing significant. Long Island. Long Island. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was. Things were looking a little dicey for a while out there. They did lose power, but they didn't have real bad damage. So that's good.
Yeah.
And of course, we haven't heard from what's his name, Dog Blog or what, Doggy Bloggy.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But he's probably okay because assholes like him always end up
right.
Okay.
Yes, speaking of assholes, Jay, he reported on his radio show yesterday, Sean Hannity's okay, just had a couple trees blown down. He's fine.
Oh, well, man, I was worried about him.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to Sunday's show before this show started, and it just made me laugh. All the fun phone calls you guys got, it was crazy what was up with people on Sunday.
They were on edge because the storm was pending.
Okay.
Yeah. I just hope that Donald Trump's hair survived the wind.
You gotta love Trump. He makes his $5 million hostage demand.
Yeah,
to Obama. And then, so the storm is raging.
Uh-huh.
Power's gone out. There's 8 million people without power. And the only thing Trump tweets is, haven't heard from Obama.
Yeah. What an idiot.
My demands. God, what a...
I noticed a lot of people
horrible,
were tweeting
horrible human
saying, why don't you just donate the money to the, you know, give it to the...
Exactly.
You know,
which is what he's going to do. He's going to do big Mr. Magnanimous, and he's going to hold a big press conference probably on Friday, and he's going to announce that he's taking that money and giving it to, you know, storm relief efforts. He's probably going to announce that he's donating it to the Romney campaign's storm relief efforts.
Yes, that would be nice.
I can't see him giving the money to the storm efforts at all. I can't see him doing that, but having said that, I am a fan of his Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh. I have not watched 1 minute of it, and I will
not. No.
No.
Just can't do it. Can't do it. Now, when I watch reality TV, it's Swamp People.
Of course.
See, I can't watch
Of course, you can look out your window every day and see Swamp People, can't you, Jay?
No. I live on the palatial estate, remember?
True. Yeah.
With the loud ass upstairs neighbor.
Uh-huh.
And his blow up doll girlfriend.
I'm telling you, you were talking about your neighbor, and I had a funny story. I wish I could have called in to tell about a neighbor that I had when I first got married. I was just young, and we had neighbors upstairs, and like every night, like clockwork at 11 p.m., they would start having sex.
Uh-huh.
And you'd hear their bed squeaking.
Yes.
And yeah, exactly. So what I did was I went downstairs to the mailroom and got their name off the mailbox and looked their phone number up on the in the phone book, because that was back in the day when you had phone books and whatnot. And so the next night when they started having sex, I called them and hear footsteps getting up off the bed and going to the kitchen. Picked up the phone, and when he picks up the phone, I hang up the phone, and then you hear the footprints going back to the bed, and they start again. They're having sex again. And I call again, and he gets back up.
And
I did this every time for
outstanding.
It's like, are you kidding me? This guy's going to keep answering the phone. But they always resumed what they were doing, so it was lovely.
They were committed. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever say, is your refrigerator running?
No, I just got him to answer the phone, and then he'd hang up, or I'd hang up, and he'd go back to what they were doing. I always was amazed that he would actually get up and answer the phone, you know, making love to the wife. And
well, when I was in college, we had a guy who and his girlfriend come over there to the dorm room, and she was very loud.
So
the guy who lived next door to him opened his window, and he put a microphone for a recorder on it, like on it, taped it to like a broomstick or something, and he held it against the window of the room next to him and recorded him. And so the next morning when the guy was going to the shower, he cranked it up and said, hey, check this out.
That's terrible.
Sounds familiar.
You've been using that technique ever since, haven't you, Jay?
No, but I need to record my neighbor and his
yes, you do.
His blow up doll girlfriend.
He never
posted on YouTube.
Jay,
what's
you
that? You were breaking
your
up.
Neighbors?
I still can't hear you.
Do you ever complain about your neighbors?
Oh, nah. He's been in trouble. His music, it's so loud sometimes that the maintenance guys yell at him, and he's the manager. Has told him that he'll kick him out if he gets called down there at night and stuff.
Okay.
But
yeah, okay.
He just cranks up the music for just like maybe 20 minutes.
Oh,
afternoon. He hasn't been playing it at night, but the other night is about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I normally don't wake up to go pee till around 4:30 or so, but I'd had an extra Pepsi. And when I went back to bed, I could hear the rhythmic sounds, but there's never any noise from no people noise. And then when he's done, he gets up and he goes into the bathroom, but there's only one set of footsteps, and that's it. And there's nobody else.
That's a little odd.
No talk. Yes, it is. No talking, no moaning.
Really?
And then again in the morning, it's just him walking around. So, I don't know, he may have her tied down and gagged.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know.
That's funny. Well, I'll let you guys get on with the show. Just give my best to Shmoop, and I'll be listening. How do I go back to listening?
We'll just put you on hold.
Okay, great. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Jamie.
Sure thing.
Bye.
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 There we go.
There we go.
All right. That was Jamie, everybody.
That was Jamie. Oh, Canada.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I covered everything on my list of stuff.
Of course you did. Now, I was thinking, though, you know, it is Halloween. I was wondering, you know, if Mitt Romney and President Obama were going out trick-or-treating tonight, what they might dress up as.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought, you know, Obama's easy. He could just put on a mustache and go a shaft.
Well, yeah, he might need to, you know, he's not exactly quite as, you know, as buff as Shaft was.
Okay,
but.
Well, if you think that, we could tone it down a little, maybe not quite the badass. He could put on like a light blue leisure suit, some platform shoes, and go as the boogeyman. I'm your boogeyman.
Well, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm. I put a lot of thought into that one, Jay.
Yeah, I can tell.
Now, Mitt, he's been in costume all year. I mean, look at him. He's Sam Neill. He's Damien from The Omen. On his suit.
Well, he does. He is a man of many identities.
Mm-hmm. And he's soulless.
He's one day he's a severe conservative. The next he's Mr. Moderate. Then every once in a while he's not concerned with Roe v. Wade.
No.
It's settled law, and then back to being a severe conservative once Roe v. Wade overturned. And
it makes sense why he has that thick, gorgeous black hair. It's covering up that 666 on his skull.
Yeah, exactly. And his spray tan. Don't forget about his spray tan.
That's right. Uh-huh. Of course, Paul Ryan doesn't have to dress up either. He's
just Eddie Munster.
He's Eddie Munster.
Well, you know, Obama could just go ahead and just bring Republicans' worst fears and conspiracy theories to life, and he could just go as Malcolm X.
That's very good.
Yeah, all of them would go, I knew it!
Uh-huh.
Or he could put on a Team USA sweatsuit. And stand there with one fist in the air.
Uh-huh.
It's campaign rally.
I think that guy's name was...
Oh, yeah, he's got options. He's got options.
Tommy Jones, I believe that guy was.
Yeah.
Mexico City, 1968.
Hey, Mexico City, that's right. So, all right. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we
got a minute and a half left.
Yeah. Got another big show up Sunday.
They never end. One right after another.
We might want to
all
do
of them
our...
heading to the top.
Our pre-election prognostications on Sunday, J-Man.
We might.
As only we can.
Exactly. We might make some predictions. And stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
I might go vote today.
Oh, very good.
You know, early voting.
Mm-hmm. I could, but
love early voting.
I like to go on the day, surround myself with the excitement and the buzz.
Yeah, well, whatever. I love early voting. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. Okay.
All right, then. Another wonderful show. Thanks to Jamie for calling in and for Schmoop spending some time with us.
Oh, yeah. That was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, then.
All right. I'll talk to you again then on Sunday, J-Man, right here.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.